Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence to reveal the word to our hearts for this hour. Bring conviction to the hearts of the hearers of this message, Holy Spirit, as only you can do. And Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for it being done now. To the book of Joel, chapter 14, verses 14. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Very interesting teaching. When you die, you will live again, but where? When you die, you will live again. But the question is, where? We're living in a time now when people are swapping time for eternity. And the eternity that many people are going into, they never dreamed it even existed. What kind of disturbs me is the fact that people can spend their time on the planet and hearing the gospel and hearing the word and going to church and doing all kind of things. But then when they leave planet Earth, many people thinking they have went one place when they went somewhere else. Oh, and this is not a question of me judging nothing. It's a question of the fact that I'm concerned of the fact that many people thinking that they're right when they're not. And the bottom line is people can be under such a persuasion that because they're doing certain things, that will give them a right to get to heaven. Well, Jesus simply said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come unto the Father but by me. So, on that note, Jesus is saying, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. You cannot get to the Father apart from coming through me. That covers everything. You can't get to heaven apart from giving your life to Jesus Christ. So, but the question is being asked, when you die, you will live again, but where? The Bible talks about two places. Place called heaven, place called hell. In Revelation 22, it speaks of a new heaven and a new earth. It begins to describe what's inside or what's in heaven. The different streets, paved with gold, the pearly gates. And then in Luke, I want to show you something. I want to flip the coin. On the other side, it talks about hell in Luke 16. Look at verses 19. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple, in fine linen, and fed sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died. Watch something. The rich man was on planet Earth. He died physically. They had his funeral. People came to pay their last respects. They probably put him in a gold coffin, $10,000 or $15,000 coffin. Had a line of people going in front of him and behind. I mean, they had the whole procession. The rich man died, watch something, and was buried. Now it starts a whole new sentence in verse 23. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. Wait a minute. Job asks the question, if a man die, shall he live again? Our teaching comes, when you die, you will live again, but where? So we see in Luke 16, the rich man died, was buried. And then it kicked off another verse, and in hell, a place he never thought existed. A place he probably made fun of while he was alive, like so many people doing today. They make jokes about hell. They think hell is some kind of game or a state of mind, and I'm going through all kind of hell on the planet. But hell is the actual place, and I'm going to show you from Luke 16, verses 23. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. Watch something. being in torment. It didn't say he was in the tournament. He's in torment. He's tortured. And seeth Abraham afar and Lazarus in his bosom. Watch this. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus. Watch. That he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I'm tormented in these flames. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. If a man die, shall he live again? The teaching is, when you die, you will live again, but where? This rich man who lived on the planet, he died, was buried. He went to a place called hell. He went to a place people didn't think existed, even himself. Probably say, oh no, ain't no such place. There's no hell. There's no such place like that. God is too merciful to let somebody go to a place of such torment, watch this, where they will be tormented in flames. But this rich man died, was buried, and in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. You will die, my friend, but where you live at depends on what you do while you're on the planet. Note something. But Abraham said, son, remember, when you was on the planet, all the good stuff you had, Lazarus had none but evil stuff. He's now comforted, but you're tormented. Watch this. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. There's a wall that once you get into hell, you can't get out. You know, on the planet, you can get into all kind of stuff where somebody can bail you out. You know, a person go to jail. They can put up a bond. People put up their homes, put up cards, put up CD money markets to get a person out of a place they went in. But hell is a place that nobody can put up their house, their car, their money to get you out of. You see, because Jesus paid a price to keep you from going there, my friend. He paid a price that was so high until it hurt. And yet, many people are still going to hell because of their rejecting Jesus Christ. But now watch something here. The rich man is talking. He said, listen, I pray you, Abraham, that you will send him to my father's house. Now wait a minute, wait. While the rich man was alive, he had brothers on the planet. And I could just imagine in my mind that he probably didn't think about nobody but himself. He was selfish. Rich and selfish. Don't care about Lazarus. He's trying to get crumbs off my table. Why he didn't invite Lazarus to sit at his table? Why did Lazarus have to get the crumbs that fell from his table rather than saying, man, take a seat and eat with me? So now the tide has turned. Now he wants his brothers to hear the, watch this, to hear the gospel. Watch this. This is so amazing. For I have five brethren that Lazarus may testify. Wait a minute. What do you know about testifying? What this rich man knows about testifying or hearing the testimony? That shows you that people can have knowledge of the Bible, but don't know the God of the Bible. And I pray that as you listen to me, my friend, that you don't just have knowledge of the Bible, but you have accepted the God this Bible is trying to introduce you to. And he said that he may testify unto them, watch this, lest they also come into this place. Hell is not a state of mind, it's a place. Lest they come into this place where they will be tormented like I'm tormented right now. All of a sudden, the rich man is concerned about his brothers. I can imagine in my mind, there are people, as you listen to this message right now, in hell, in torment. And they're concerned about people that's still on the planet, hoping that they hear the gospel like you're hearing right now, and don't reject it like he did. They're hoping that people on the planet would take the gospel serious, and realize that if they die without Jesus Christ, they will go to a place of torment. But it wasn't God's desire for them to go. The rich man is now discovering that I'm in a place I shouldn't have been in. Because God was trying through various means of getting my attention. But I was so wrapped up in my stuff. I was wrapped up in my home, my money, my cars. I had time to listen to what the preacher per se was saying. Because why would the rich man use a word called testify? He had to have some knowledge about testimonies. So that meant he had to hear something about testifying for him to tell Abraham, I want Lazarus to testify to my brothers in hopes that they hear what he's saying so they don't come to this place I'm in right now. My God Almighty. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And that's still not true today because Jesus rose from the dead and people still not repenting. Jesus got up from the grave after being dead for 3 days and three nights. And yet people are still not turning from their sinful ways. But it's amazing how this rich man now have a concern for his brothers. Because he's in a place he never thought existed. You're listening to this message on today, my friend. Hell is not a state of mind. Hell is a real place prepared for real people. And this rich man went to a place he never thought existed. He lived on the planet. He died. He was buried. But in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. When you die, you will live again. But where? That's a choice you have to make, my friend. And guess what? The rich man made his choice while he was alive on the planet. So the end result of his decision was that he lifted up his eyes in hell. My friend, you don't have to go to hell. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come unto the Father but by me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. My friend, it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. What is your decision, my friend? When you die, you will live again. But where? Only two places you will go. You would either go to heaven or you will go to hell. There's no such place as purgatory, my friend. No such place exists in the Bible. The Bible talks about heaven. And now I just showed you in Luke about a place called hell. And this place called hell is a place of torment where there will be weeping, gnashing of teeth. But you don't have to go. Jesus paid your sin debt, my friend. Jesus is saying to you, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Don't you want rest, my friend? Don't you want to know that when you die, you will know where you're going? The Bible said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's decision time, my friend. When you die, you will live again. But where? You ready for Jesus, my friend? Bow your head at this moment. We're going to pray a prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. I believe you died. You was buried and you rose again. I believe you're alive right now. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. When you die, you will live again. But where?